Kabusu Dinini Bashanana Bushaka Bashu Dinini Bayabadanana Kabusani. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, most holy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, the Lord. You are great. You are holy. You are worthy to be praised and adored. There's no one else like you, God. We exalt you. We adore you. We praise your name. Thank you for this blessed morning that you've given us, to honor your holy name and to be in your presence and to know that we are with you, O God, and you've never left us alone. In Jesus' name, amen. So praise God, my brothers, my sisters. It's good to welcome you to another day of devotion. And by the grace of God, we've been looking at the witness of the Holy Spirit. And we've been looking at the witness of the apostles. And we said when we think of the book of Acts, we reflect on Christ being a witness. Jesus Christ is on trial, and everyone is asking the question, is he the Son of God? Is Jesus the Son of God? And the question is also being asked, did he really resurrect? And what is the evidence? And you see, this is what the disciples, the apostles testified to. They testified to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And by that resurrection, he was made the Christ. He was declared and proclaimed to the entire world as the Christ, and by which he is the Savior of all mankind. He is the Son of God. He is the King of Kings. And we can put our hopes and our trusts in him. And so, now yesterday we were looking at, you know, at the early church and in Acts chapter 6, and we saw how now God started to organize them, and the apostles felt that, you know what, we can no longer wait on tables. I mean, we shall not leave the ministry of the word, because they were committed to the ministry of teaching and praying, teaching the people, proclaiming the word of God, preaching the gospel. They were committed, because remember, they had been commanded by Jesus, go forth into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this is the same commission that God has given us today, that we are called to go forth and speak the words of life. And when the angel got them out of prison, what did he say? Go out and proclaim and teach these words of life. Every time we speak the word of God, every time we are in the presence of God, what we are receiving is the Zoe life, the life of God. We are receiving the life of God from the river of God flowing into our midst, into our spirits. And I assure you, there is no time that you waste when you come to sit in the throne room of God, when you come to sit at the feet of Jesus. It is never a waste of time, and I assure you, you are receiving life. You're being infused with answers. You're being infused with direction. You're being infused with wisdom. You're receiving the prosperity of the Lord. You're receiving his blessings over your family, over your children, over your food, over your water. And I assure you, as you sit to listen to the word, you're not going to live the same way you came. You're going to receive a blessing of the Lord today. And so today we are looking at this man, Stephen. And the Bible tells us that Stephen was a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. He was full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. And remember also, he was a wise man. He was a man full of wisdom. Remember when the seven, choosing of the seven, which we looked at yesterday, when the seven deacons were being chosen, these men who would support in the waiting of on tables, when they were chosen, they were told, choose men of honest report, honest men, and full of wisdom and of the Spirit of God. And the Bible adds that on top of that, Stephen was a man filled with faith. He was a man full of wisdom. And apart from that, he was working miracles and signs. So yes, he will go and wait on tables. He will go and serve. He will go and minister to the widows. But at the same time, he will preach the word of God. And God accompanied his preaching with miracles, signs and wonders, because the Holy Spirit bears witness. He is our witness bearer. He is our confirmatory. every matter is established by the witness of two or three witnesses. And so the first witness is yourself, and the second witness is the witness of the Holy Spirit. And who can deny the witness of God? Because the witness of God is he cannot lie. God is not a man to lie. In fact, the Bible says, let every man be a liar, but let God be true and every man a lie. Because when God speaks, no one can deny him. So we're reading from Acts chapter 6, and we're going to see the miraculous aspect and the speech. You remember, now Stephen was arrested. Now let's read, so then we'll get to our preaching. Amen. Now the Bible says, Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. This is in Acts chapter 6, verse 8, and we're reading from verse 8. It says, Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, and even if you look at King James, it says, a man full of faith and power. So we can see that the ingredients for miracles is faith and power. A man full of God's grace and power performed amazing, not just simple miracles, amazing miracles and signs among the people. But you see, but one day, some men from the synagogue of the freed slaves, as it was called, started to debate with him. They were Jews from Cyrene, Alexandria, Sicilia, and the province of Asia. Now you remember, there were Jews that were scattered in all these places. Cyrene is in Africa, Alexandria is in Egypt, Cilicia is in Italy, province of Asia is in Asia. And they started to debate with him, and the Bible says that none of them could stand against the wisdom and the spirit with which Stephen spoke. That means they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which Stephen spoke. And I declare to you today that they shall not be able to resist the spirit and the wisdom. The wisdom and the spirit by which you shall speak as you go into that boardroom, as you go into that interview, as you go into that workplace, as you go to make that pitch, they shall not be able to resist the wisdom and the spirit from which you shall speak. Why? Because it shall not be you speaking, but it shall be the Holy Spirit speaking through you. Because Jesus said that when you shall be brought before kings, when you shall be brought before those who persecute you, when you shall be brought for before that council, when you shall be brought for before that thesis, it shall not be you speaking, because the Holy Spirit shall be speaking through you. And the literal word there is that you shall be taught as you speak. So even as you're speaking, you shall be declaring things that you have no idea about, things that you have no, you did not learn, because in that very moment, as you open your mouth, you are taught of the Lord. The Bible says your children shall be taught of the Lord. I think it is a blessing to know that God is willing to teach us. All we need to do is open our mouths and declare his wonders. Be a witness. Purpose in your heart that you're going to be a witness for Christ. Now look at what Stephen was doing. They started to debate with him, and the Bible says none could resist the wisdom and the spirit from which Stephen spoke. I tell you, when you speak with the anointing, oh my God, what they hear is poo-poo-poo. They hear the power of God, and they cannot resist it. Verse 11. So they persuaded some men to lie about Stephen. Look at how men react when you come in the power of God. The only thing they can do is to concoct lies against you. The only thing they can do is to create lies, to declare that, oh, you are a failure, or to declare that you did something wrong. Because when it comes to truth, no one can resist the spirit of truth. When it comes to wisdom, you are 10 times better. In fact, the Bible says, Jesus said that now one wiser than Solomon stands before you. Now one greater, not even just wiser, greater than Solomon stands before you. And he told them, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Now, the anointing we have received, the anointing, the spirit that works in us, the spirit that works in anyone who is born again, who has received Jesus as Lord and Savior, is the spirit of the Christ, is the spirit of the Lord, is the spirit, the same spirit that was on Jesus, that is the same spirit that lives inside of us, that is the same spirit that regenerates us and has made us a new creation. And the old things are past, and behold, the new has come. So think of that. Think of that. Now let's carry on. It says, so they persuaded some men to lie about Stephen, saying, we have had him blaspheme Moses and even God. This roused the people, the elders, and the teachers of religious law. So they arrested Stephen. They arrested him. And they brought him before the high council. The lying witnesses said, this man is always speaking against the holy temple and against the law of Moses. We have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy the temple and change the customs Moses handed down to us. At this point, everyone in the high council stared at Stephen because his face became as bright as an angel. Hallelujah. Look at how God was transfiguring Stephen. My God, his face started to shine and it became as the face of an angel. Think of it. He was being filled with the fullness of God. That in that very moment, his face started to shine. I tell you, you will shine when you're filled with the Spirit of God. When you're filled with the fullness of God, and it is by faith. He has made us partakers of the divine nature. By faith, we start to shine. The Bible says that we are ever increasing with an ever increasing glory as we partake, as we behold of the gift of life, as we behold of the Spirit. We are being transformed into the very image with an ever increasing glory, from one level of glory to another. We are growing in brightness. We are shining. Our stars are shining. His face started to shine and shine, and he started to shine. He became like the face of an angel. Who shone before? Moses shone. But the Bible says the glory of Moses was so much that they asked to cover his face with a veil. That glory was fading. But the glory that we have, the glory of the new covenant, is not one that fades away, but is one that increases each and every day with an ever-increasing glory. That is telling you that you are not the same that you were yesterday. As long as you're walking with God, you cannot be the same. You cannot stay in the same place. You cannot face the same challenges and they overcome you. No, the challenges of today must be greater than the ones of yesterday, because the ones of yesterday, you have already overcome them. And even what you're facing today, God has already boasted to the devil that, look at my servant. There's nothing that he cannot do for me. And even whatever challenge you're giving to him, he will stand. So if you're facing something, just know that God has already boasted about you that you will overcome it. Hallelujah. His face started to shine and it became as bright. Why? Angels, heaven was looking at him. Christ was watching. All of heaven was standing still. And they were waiting to see. Look at this Son of God, the manifestation of the Son of God, bearing witness of me, bearing witness of the Christ, bearing witness of my death, burial, and resurrection, bearing witness that I am the Christ. Each time we stand to witness, oh my God, we stand to glow. We stand to glow. We stand to glow. When your purpose is linked to the purposes of God, when your business is linked to the purposes of God, when you're a kingdom-minded citizen, when you know you are just a custodian of wealth, oh my God, you begin to shine. God can trust you. When God can trust you, oh, he begins to increase you. from one level of glory to another. Maybe you have given so much. You think you've given so much. You think you've done so much and nothing has borne fruit. Oh no, there are things that are being piled up. There are things that God has been preparing for you. There are things the Bible says no eye has seen, no ear has heard what the Lord has prepared for them that love him and are called according to his purpose. No eye has seen. Oh my God. There is something that the eyes of man has not yet seen. If it is in the world, it is already seen, but there is something even deeper than what the eyes have seen. That means if a man on the earth has done something, that means God is able through the Spirit of God to do something even more than what has been seen. If 1 million souls have been saved, oh my God, that means that with you, God is able to save even 2 million. Why? Because no eye has seen that. But the eyes of the Spirit, the eyes of our understanding, the eyes of revelation that God opens our eyes to see is what God allows us, is what God brings to us. And you say, Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes to see. Let your glory shine forth in my life. Let me be a witness of your truth. Let everything about me bring you glory. I assure you, when you speak those words, no man will be able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which you speak, by which you do business, by which you do interviews, by which you do jobs. No one will be able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which you declare, by which you lead. Why? Because you bear the Spirit of God. You carry the divine seed. And Stephen's face, the Bible tells us, began to become bright as the face of an angel. My God. God is transforming people today. God is making us to shine. God is raising us today. God is raising you and me. Build yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. God has given us secrets of divine speed, secrets of promotion, secrets of inheritance, secrets of possessing our possession. We must possess our possession. We are anointed of the Lord. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. Are you anointed of God? The Lord will save you. Oh my God, do you know that? Do you know that the Lord will save his anointed? He shall rescue him from his holy place. He shall send him strength from Zion. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we trust in the name of the Lord. They shall be brought low and fall, but we shall be risen and stand up and rise up and overcome. My God, the Lord remember you. The Lord remember you. The Lord strengthen you. Oh, yes, you're there. The Lord is hearing you. The Lord is touching you. The Lord is opening your ears. The Lord is opening your eyes. The Lord is turning your face, turning your thoughts, turning your desires, making you into a new creation. It is the doing of the Lord. It is the doing of the Lord. Let us go to Acts chapter 7. The Bible says, then said the high priest, are these things so? And the man starts to speak. Oh my God, the man is speaking with the wisdom of the angels, the wisdom of God, wisdom of the Spirit of God. His face is already glowing. His face is already shining. And he says, brothers and fathers, look at his respect. This man, he knows they are going to kill him. But he knows he's bearing witness of the resurrected Christ. This is the first man who shed his blood for the gospel, who was killed for his witness. And he speaks with the anointing. And the Bible says, he says, brothers and fathers, listen to me. Our glorious God appeared to our ancestor Abraham in Mesopotamia before he settled in Haran. God told him, leave your native land and your relatives and come into the land I will show you. So Abraham left the land of the Chaldeans and lived in Haran until his father died. Then God brought him here to the land where you now live. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. But verse 5, but God gave him no inheritance here, not even one square foot of land. God did promise, however, that eventually the whole land will belong to Abraham and his descendants, even though he had no children yet. God told him that his descendants will live in a foreign land where they will be oppressed as slaves for 400 years, but I will punish the nation that enslaves them, God said, and in the end, they will come out and worship me here in this place. God also gave Abraham the covenant of circumcision at that time. So when Abraham became the father of Isaac, he circumcised him on the eighth day. And the practice continued when Isaac became the father of Jacob and when Jacob became the father of the 12 patriarchs. Now I want to stop there, and tomorrow, by the grace of God, we'll be able to continue into this. But I want us to see how the witness that Stephen starts to give them is telling them there is a place where it started from. This matter of the Christ, this matter of the seed of Abraham, this promise of the Christ did not start with just the way we think. It started with God calling Abraham. And remember, in that time, cities were linked to religion. Cities were centers of worship. Cities were linked to their gods. And the land of the Chaldeans, they were moon worshippers. So Abraham was in a land where, and his people, where they were moon worshippers. And God called him out of that. The Chaldeans were astrologers, they were moon worshippers. And God called him out of that and said, leave your father, your mother, and go to a land that I will show you. And he gave him the promise that your descendants shall inherit this land. This land of Canaan, where the Israelites were sitting, where they were standing on. Stephen was telling them that this was bequeathed to their father Abraham by a promise, by God calling them forth to leave their gods, to leave the place where they were. And the Bible says that God promised him that, you know what? Your descendants shall go forth into a foreign land. They shall be slaves for 400 years. But then I will punish that nation and I will bring them back to this place, to this land of Canaan, where they shall worship me. And what was a sign? It was a sign. It was a covenant that God gave Abraham, a covenant of circumcision. And this he practiced. He became the father of Isaac. And Isaac became the father of Jacob and Esau. And Jacob became the father of the 12 patriarchs of the Israelite nation. So Stephen started to tell them that, you know what? This began with God. And I assure you that now this is wisdom speaking. This is wisdom speaking. Hallelujah, my God. When you start to speak with wisdom, you start to bring forth things of old and things of new. The Bible says, see a wise man that is trained, that understands the things of the kingdom, the secrets of the kingdom. He is like that householder who brings out treasures from his own household, things old and new. Old and new. So now he starts bringing the old and bringing forth the new. And he starts to tell them, remember, it started with Abraham. And remember, God said the promise was to Abraham and his seed. And who is that seed? That seed was not Isaac. That seed was Christ. That seed is Christ, and we are partakers of the promise of Abraham when he said, I will bless you, I will make your name great, by virtue that you are a child of Abraham by faith in Christ. God has already declared that he will make your name great. He will bless those who bless you. He will curse those who curse. He will defend you. He shall give you an inheritance. He shall make you an inheritance of that city whose builder and architect is the Lord. We are those who inherit Zion, that heavenly Jerusalem that will come from the Father, full of glorious light. And that is the Christ. We are partakers of the very nature of God. God has purposed that we shall be in him, that he is going to unite everything in Christ. He has brought unity of the church into the body. As we grow into the body, it's a present, it's a future reality. That's why it says we can have a foretaste of the age to come. We have a taste, like right now we are seeing the powers of the age to come working in us. We are ahead of our times. We are living ahead of our time. The man with the face of the angel, the man who starts to testify, he starts to tell them that this started with a promise. God gave a promise to Abraham, and you are fulfillment of that promise. I assure you, even you today, as a Gentile, as a person that has believed in Christ, you are a fulfillment of the promise that God gave to Abraham, that his descendants shall be as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand in the seashore. If you're able to count the stars, I tell you, your blessings are transgenerational. There is covenant. We come with covenant. We are men of covenant. There are covenants that speak to us. And it says, remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you the power to make wealth, so that he will fulfill his covenant that he made to his fathers. You are made rich by covenant. You are made wise by covenant. You are made prosperous by covenant. Covenant, you are made a sign and a wonder to this generation by covenant. And this covenant, we not just have the covenant of Abraham, but we have a greater covenant, a new and greater covenant. That is why we are made able ministers of the new covenant, not written by tablets, but written by the very Spirit of God, written on the tablets of our hearts. That's why the Bible says we bear this witness within us that we are children of God. Now, if God could fulfill his promise to Abraham, a man who was old, a man who was beyond childbearing, and he said, I will make your descendants as great as numerous, and he does it. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that all this could not receive the promise until they had to wait for us. So we are partakers of that promise. All people in the Old Testament, the prophets, they longed to see the day of the Christ. They longed to see it. Among those born of women, none was greater than John. Why? Because he was anointed and he saw the Messiah. He was able to see him and he was able to point, this is the Messiah. This is the Christ. But now for us, we are greater than them because we are now born of Christ. Hallelujah. We are not born of women. We are new creations. We are born of God. We are born of the Spirit of God. We are born above, born from above. My God, know who you are. Know who you are. I will stop there for today. Tomorrow we shall carry on and see the witness of Stephen. He's shining like an angel. God has already started to transfigure him. He has already started to transform him, to welcome him. He's conforming him to the very image of the Christ. Father, I thank you for your children. I thank you for your sons and daughters. Them that have received this word, them that are hearing, them that are bearing witness, that have declared that they shall be witnesses of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ to a dying world, them that shall represent you in business, in the marketplace, in politics, in the church, in every area of their life as they represent you for the kingdom of God. May they begin to shine. May they begin to shine just like Stephen's face shone. And it became bright that no one shall be able to resist their wisdom and the spirit with which they speak from. And I declare that victory is following after them. Victory is after them. Victory is on their right. Victory is on the left. Sickness disappears from their body. Cancer disappears. Backache disappears. Deaf ears open. That right ear open. Eyes open. Eyes begin to see. Limp feet begin to walk. Why? Because the Spirit of God begins to move now. And this I declare in the name of Jesus Christ. And maybe you're there and you've not given your life to Jesus. You're missing out big time. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you died for my sins and you were raised and resurrected for my glory. I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. Cleanse me and make me your child. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've said this prayer, find a Bible-believing church. Keep tuning into this channel. If you've not subscribed, subscribe. Follow, share this message. I believe that God has something for you and he'll keep doing it for you. God bless you. Shalom. Until we meet again, my name is Dr. Emmanuel Sommer and I love the Lord as my personal Savior. Bye. This is Spirit.